This is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra, and our guest, Groucho Marx.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening, folks. This is Al Jolson, the Kraft Music Hall. Now, if you ladies and gentlemen here in the hall will forgive me, I have a little message for all the people back east. You have probably been reading in the papers that it's cold in California, that it's been snowing, that it's been below freezing. Well, take it from me, the newspapers have been exaggerating. I want you to know that this morning, the sun was shining as usual. The birds were singing as usual. And I went to my swimming pool as usual. The only little unusual thing I did was, instead of swimming, I skated. And now for something else that isn't unusual, I'm going to sing. Has she got naughty eyes? Yes, she's got naughty eyes. That certain party. You know the one I mean. You know the one I mean. That certain party of mine. Naughty eyes, turned up nose, rosy cheeks, pretty clothes. Not a smarty. Has she got loving ways? Oh, she's got loving ways. That certain party of mine. Can she make Wiener Schnitzel? She can make Wiener Schnitzel. That certain party. Can she make Hasenpfeffer? Yes, she can make Hasenpfeffer. That certain party of mine. Wiener Schnitzel, Hasenpfeffer, hot kartoffel, sausage waffle. You must come over. Can she cook coffee cake? Yes, she can cook coffee cake. That certain party of mine.
Sure put a lot of zip in that song. I don't think this cold snap hurt you a bit.
I should say not, Ken. I love it. Yeah. Of course, I thought it got a little too cold the other night. Out at my house, you know, they forgot to take into washing. And my red flannels turned blue. Hey, wait a minute. Look at the way Oscar Levant is bundled up. Oscar, why are you wearing those earmuffs? Are you still cold?
No, I thought you were still singing.
Oscar, please, no more of those insults. You're always casting aspersions on my voice. And I know why you're getting a little swell-headed, because you just played a big concert with a San Francisco Philharmonic Orchestra. That's the reason.
Yes, and it's a lot different than this.
Yeah?
In the concert hall, I play piano. But here, I play second fiddle.
Apparently, Oscar, you're happier playing concerts.
Why shouldn't I be? At a concert, I look out at the audience, and the women are in beautiful evening gowns, and the men are in tuxedos and dress suits. Those are my kind of people.
Yeah, but they're not your kind of suits. Look at your suit. It's the same blue suit you've worn all year.
Oh, no, it isn't. The last one I had white stripes.
Yeah, you worn it so long, the stripes are worn off.
Well, speaking your language, irregardless, Al, I wish you'd been at my concert just the same. Why, when I walked out, the audience cheered.
Yeah?
I sat down on the piano stool. A hush fell over the entire hall. Maestro Montour looked at me, nodded. I nodded back.
Then you started playing, eh?
No, they had forgotten to put the piano on the stage.
Well, even without a piano, you must have been magnificent. Because critics said you played better than ever before. Even your mistakes sounded better.
Well, the audience must have liked me, because when I was through, they stood up and applauded and shouted, bravo. It was thrilling. Cold chills ran up and down my spine.
From the applause, huh?
No, there was frost on my piano bench. You see, Al, that's where I belong.
On a frosted piano bench.
You know, Al, you're getting this on Levantage. But frankly, I've been thinking of making an extended concert tour, and that means you and I will have to go our separate ways.
Oscar, you mean you'd leave me? After all I've done for you, you'd bite the hand that feeds you Kraft cheese?
I'm sorry, Al, I like to play the piano, but around here it's a little difficult at times. Someone is always singing.
Oscar, please. I want you to stay with us. You give this place the class that I'm constantly removing. So you sit down and play a little of the second movement of Gershwin's Piano Concerto, and I'll see to it that none of the people walk out, even if they are music lovers. The piano, but the words you say are music to my ears. Say them, son.
How are you getting along with your New Year's resolution to keep an eagle eye on the food budget? Have you discovered how smooth-melting Kraft pasteurized processed cheese can help you cut the cost of main dishes? For example, take Kraft American with a medium mellow cheddar flavor that folks like best of all. That golden cheese offers the same kind of high-quality, complete protein you expect from a main dish. And these are just the days for golden cheese rabbit, rich with Kraft American's mellow goodness. Or seafood or eggs in smooth cheese sauce or a fluffy cheese souffle. Get plenty of mellow good Kraft American tomorrow for sandwiches and for cooking. Now, if your folks like a sharper cheddar flavor, get the famous Old English brand. Remember, you can save money by cooking with smooth-melting Kraft cheese.
Gee, Oscar, you're playing that beautifully. Please change your mind about leaving me. We've been together a long time. Well, I've become sort of unadjusted to you.
I don't want to sound pompous, Al, but I should be appearing with great maestros like Stokowski, who leads an orchestra with his long, expressive fingers. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to get the music ready for my San Diego concert.
Gee, it looks like Oscar's really serious about leaving. I think I'll sing "I'm Crying Just for You" and soften him up. Oh, Lou Bring.
Yeah.
"I'm Crying Just for You."
Well, blow your nose. I'm married.
Lou, you don't understand. Oscar is threatening to leave the hall. He wants to appear with a maestro like Stokowski, who leads an orchestra with long, expressive fingers.
So what? I do the same thing with my long, expressive toes.
Well, look, take off your shoes so I can sing "I'm Crying Just for You." And I don't mean you. I'm crying just because you broke my heart. I'm crying 'cause we're drifting far apart. I'm crying for a little love that's true, like I gave you. I want it, you used to want it too. I'm crying 'cause you're acting mighty strange. I'm crying just to think how much you've changed. I ought to hate you, but I love you, love you, love you true. That's why I'm crying just for you. I'm crying 'cause you're acting mighty strange. I'm crying just to think how much you've changed. I ought to hate you, but I love you, love you, love you true. That's why I'm crying just for you. Anybody got a handkerchief?
I don't think Oscar is really serious about wanting to leave the hall. I believe he's just bluffing.
I don't know, Ken. I think Oscar's getting ready to take a trip. I noticed he was packing his cigarette ashes.
Oh, no. Well, I wouldn't worry too much about it, Al. If he does leave, there's another piano player in town, Arthur Rubinstein.
The great Arthur Rubinstein?
Yes, sir.
Well, this puts a shoe on the other foot. The one I'm going to kick Oscar out with. Oh, Oscar! Oscar! I've got something to tell you.
What is it?
Goodbye.
So you finally decided to accept the situation, huh?
Tell me, Oscar, are you really going to leave me flat?
I can't do anything much about your singing. Well, maybe you won't miss me too much, Al.
No, Arthur Rubinstein will keep me from being lonesome.
Al, I've been thinking it over. I'm not leaving.
I'm sorry, Oscar. You said you were going. So I'm afraid there'll be a strange seat on your piano bench.
But, Al, I don't want to leave. We're close friends. Why, you and I are like brothers. When your money gets too small for you, you give it to me.
Now you want to stay. A moment ago, you were too good for the music hall.
I didn't mean it, Al. I'm not too good for the music hall. I'm not good enough.
That's why I'm getting Rubinstein. Now, Oscar, before you leave the hall, Will you sit down at the piano and play a farewell number?
Why should I warm the seat for Rubinstein?
You don't have to. Play standing up. The song is Latin for Manhattan, which I will translate as I go along.
I'll play it just like Rubinstein, and you won't like it.
Okay.
Fate sent her to me over the sea from Spain, and she is one in a million for me. I found my romance when she went dancing by, and she must be a Castilian. Si, si. Is she from Havana or Madrid? But something about her is making me like her. I think I remember the kid. Yeah, she's a Latin from Manhattan. I can tell by her manana. She's a Latin from Manhattan, but not Havana. Though she does the rumba for us, and she calls herself Dolores, she was in a Broadway chorus known as Susie Donahue. She can take her tambourine and whack it, but to her is just a racket. She's a hoofer from 10th Avenue. She's a Latin from Manhattan. She's a 42nd Streeter. She's a Latin from Manhattan, Senorita Donahoe. Velveeta!
Absolutely wonderful, Al.
Thanks, Ken. I know you mean it because you always talk from the heart.
That's right.
Go ahead and say some more from the heart, will you, son?
You know how to make America's tastiest sandwich? Well, it's an easy trick that every homemaker should have up her sleeve to serve her bridge club guests and juniors gang and to give the family for a luncheon or supper main dish. You see, nutritious Kraft American pasteurized processed cheese makes this open-faced sandwich practically a meal in itself. Now, here's the trick. Toast your bread slices on one side. Spread the untoasted side with Kraft mayonnaise. On it, place tomato slices and a good thick slice of smooth-melting Kraft American with that medium-mellow flavor that most folks like best. Top the cheese with a strip or two of partially broiled bacon and toast under low broiler heat until that bacon is crisp and the Kraft American a glorious melting gold. Mmm, man, what a sandwich. America's tastiest sandwich when you use mellow good Kraft American. Get plenty tomorrow for sandwiches and for cook dishes, too. For a family, your best buy is the handy 2-pound loaf of genuine Kraft American.
Say, Levan, have you seen Groucho Marx?
You're Groucho Marx.
So I'm Groucho Marx. I'd never know it. I'm much better looking in person.
You haven't changed much, Groucho. Of course, I noticed a few gray hairs.
That's not gray hair, that's snow.
You think this is cold? Why, last week, Larry Parks had laryngitis so bad, Jolson could hardly talk.
Can't stop Jolson from talking. You can't even stop him from singing. Where is the old relic?
The old codger is right over there. But Groucho, do me a favor. I was kidding Al about leaving the hall, and he took me seriously.
Well, don't kid about it. Leave.
All I ask is that you put in a good word for me.
Oh, okay, Oscar. Hey, Jolson.
Hello, Groucho.
I want to put in a word for Levan.
Put her over there in the wastebasket. Groucho, it's good to see you. What have you been doing lately?
Selling mink coats.
Selling mink coats?
Yes, and here's a beauty, only $40.
Now, wait a minute. Mink coats for $40. How can you sell them so cheap?
Well, I have no overhead, I don't advertise, I don't pay rent, and I steal the coats.
Now, look, Groucho, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait for my laugh.
Wait a minute. Listen, I know you don't steal coats. Tell me the truth. Where do you get them?
Well, it's very simple, Al. I trap them with my big musical trap.
Yeah?
Oh, I walk out in the woods and play seductive music on my zither. Yeah. The little animals hear the music, do a striptease, and take off their fuzz.
Well, what kind of an animal does a striptease?
Well, it's a cross between a mink and a Kalinsky. It's a sort of a Minsky.
Look, Groucho, never mind the sales talk. I'm not in the market.
It's a good investment, Jolson. There's no upkeep on a mink coat, unless the mink are still alive.
Well, the upkeep is on the girl inside the coat.
Only if she's alive. You don't know what a bargain these coats are. Do you realize how expensive it is to raise mink and feed them?
I have the slightest idea. What do mink eat?
Sable.
What?
And get this, Al. On every coat, there are 168 mink.
168 mink. Gee, this sounds like a business that I should be in. But where would I get 168 mink?
You don't need 168. You start out with one. Now, wait a minute. You better start out with two. And, Al, it'll help if they're both not named Sam. Now, come on, Johnson, loosen up.
Huh?
Loosen up.
If I loosen up anymore, I'll fall down.
This is your last chance to buy a coat.
Oh, come on. Come on, Grog. Let's forget about coats. Besides, my wife wouldn't know mink from cat.
Good. This mink happens to be genuine cat. Comes with a saucer of milk in each pocket.
Groucho.
From Elsie, the cow.
You're crazy. I don't want to discuss mink anymore. I don't want to discuss mink anymore.
You don't want to discuss mink anymore?
No, no.
I'm doing my own straight lines now. Well, how about a seal coat, Al? Of course, your wife would have to spend the winter on a wet rock in San Francisco Bay.
Listen, I don't want a silk coat either.
But this is genuine Hudson seal. The only coat you step down to get into.
Groucho, look, why do you have to sell fur coats? Haven't you still got that radio show?
You bet your life, for Elgin American Compacts. It's the only compact with a mirror that makes you look 20 years younger.
Oh, stop it, Groucho. Mirror that makes you look 20 years younger.
That's right. The other day, a 20-year-old girl looked into one and completely disappeared.
Gee, if I looked into one, I'd be 16 again.
That fellow that just laughed is older than you, Al. Al, would you like to put in an order?
No, thank. I don't want to buy any compacts.
Would you be interested in buying NBC?
NBC? No, it's an old network.
You're wrong, Al. It's hardly used.
If you're listening, Niles Tremmel, Groucho's just kidding.
Jolson, pay attention. I've got a real buy for you. How about a nightclub?
What would I be doing with a nightclub?
Well, you could sing there, which would give you a good excuse to stay away.
Groucho, now wait a minute. You're not going to sell me anything. I didn't fight my way through this smudge for this. I don't know why they're doing all that smudging anyway. This morning I squeezed an orange. Instead of juice, I got cinders.
You should have seen what I squeezed this morning. Instead of my wife, I got the maid.
You ought to be more careful, Groucho.
Yes, I might give my wife some time.
You know something?
If the maid is listening, I'm only kidding.
Groucho, you know, I think your mind is wandering.
Yes, I think some night I'll go with it. Certainly has more fun than I do. But, Jolson, stop changing the subject. How would you like to buy a hotel?
A hotel? Now, wait a minute. That interests me. Is it a good hotel?
I inspected it myself. I looked into every nook and cranny. By the way, how is your cranny, eh?
Well, she's about 70 now.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about, cranny?
I'm talking about nooks and crannies.
Oh.
Can't say much for the nooks, but the crannies have all been repainted.
Well, well, now, wait a minute, Groucho. You see, buying a hotel is a risk, unless there's something novel in it.
Well, there's a novel in it if you can write, Al. No, this hotel has television. What did I get into that day?
You got nothing out of it.
This, you know, I may go back in again. Al, this hotel has television in every room.
Television in every room? Are you sure, Groucho?
Well, it's not exactly television. The rooms just have large keyholes.
Well, that'll help. That'll help. Are there any people living in the hotel?
Yes, the new Secretary of State, Atchison, is there.
Atchison?
Yes.
Anyone important beside Atchison?
Yes, Topeka and Santa Fe.
I'm sorry, Groucho. I don't think we can make a deal today.
Jolson, every man with money should remember the old saying, you can't take it with you. Now, I have a proposition that's even better.
What is it?
Well, since you can't take it with you, why don't you let me hold it until you get back?
Al, can't we forget that little misunderstanding about my wanting to leave?
Okay, Oscar. We'll start all over again. We'll try to understand each other a little better. In sickness or in health, for better or for worse.
Al, I just want to stay on the show. I don't want to marry you. Anyway, I'll see you back in the music hall next week.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I always look forward to Thursday, when I can sing an Irving Berlin song. And this one of Irving's is based on a true incident from life. It's about a man who left a will containing no money, no material things, just beautiful thoughts. I know a millionaire who's burdened down with care. A load is on his mind. He's thinking of the day when he must pass away and leave his wealth behind. I haven't any gold to leave when I grow old. Somehow it passed me by. I'm very poor, but still I'd leave a precious will when I must say goodbye. I leave the sunshine to the flowers. I leave the springtime to the trees. And to the old folks, I'll leave memories of a baby on their knees. I'll leave the nighttime to the dreamer. I'll leave the songbirds to the blind. I'll leave the moon above to those in love. When I leave the world behind, when I leave the world behind. Good night, everybody.
Groucho Marx appears for the courtesy of Elgin American Complex. Tune in again next Thursday in the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson and our guest, Victor Moore.
Great heavens, there's the chime. Already it's dinner time.
I want my meal, and quick, if you please.
Okay, my master, we'll have macaroni and cheese.
There's a smart girl. She knows about Kraft Dinner.
You bet I do. Kraft Dinner gives me tender macaroni.
With swell cheese flavor through and through.
And it's ready in 7 minutes cooking time.
Yes, just 7 minutes cooking time, and Kraft Dinner gives you wonderful macaroni and cheese. A thrifty main dish that costs just a few cents a serving. Get some tomorrow. Ask for a box of Kraft Dinner. Be sure to listen to the Kraft Music Hall next Thursday.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.